This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Today was my first day where it's like, ah, hell, we're on TV. Because I was going to really bum it out today and wear just sweats. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right, I should at least... you got to turn that mic on, B. One way
it's
or another.
Jeff Job.
There we go.
You don't have to worry about looking good.
Well, I'm not sure I really am. Do I qualify as looking good to you?
I'm not going to say that. I'll leave that for Jeff to do.
Jeff, how do you think I look today, pal?
You like a six. It's like, I don't know, man. You look all right to me.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. 6 out of 10. I'll take it. We got good news, man. Good news from Nicky Jabala this morning. You just heard, I think that was Byron on the update.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clean dislocation. And while that sounds kind of weird.
It sounds weird as hell. Clean dislocation.
I'll read Nicky's tweet. Jaden Daniels update, no ligament damage, so no surgery. Mm-hmm. He wasn't placed on IR and won't be for now. The team will assess where he's at after the bye, per Nicky's source. This is what was indicated all along, simple dislocation with no fractures. Has a chance to return this season. Would think the state of the team will factor into whether he actually does come
100%.
Back. 100%. Starting just with the news, the way that injury looked, it feels like divine intervention that this thing is a simple dislocation, and that's all it is. No, nothing's broken, nothing's torn.
Yeah.
Just in the moment and watching that replay of the way his arm bends back, holy moly, it looked like it was going
to
be terrible.
I mean, anytime your arm bend and go the direction that it's not supposed to be going, it's going to look weird to people. Hell, to be honest with you, when I was on a football field and I saw some injuries that I had never seen before, they were gruesome as hell. I remember one watching it on TV where I actually contemplated retirement. I saw a guy get hit in the thigh. And that's the femur bone right there in your thigh area.
Yeah.
And it snapped. So the leg kind of like flapped up and like was up here. Like
okay.
Flapping on his back. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh hell. You know, and you just start thinking about stuff. So I can understand the person who is not out on the field and seeing that, you lose your mind on it. But you see the dislocation, boom, boom, they come out there, they pop it back in place. He's walking off the field, and now it's back in the right area. And when you go through that level of action, you go, oh, okay, then cool, he's good now. But hell, it was bent the other way.
Dog.
Like, who was it? We saw their foot was, like, going sideways.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a couple years ago. You see the guy's foot. I know
his arm was going the wrong way.
Yeah, it's like it goes that way, but, like, Then again, like young people, if that was you, and that thing would have had every ligament torn.
Oh yeah,
bones broken. You know, but young people, it pops out, pops back, pops back in place.
Well, I don't know if this is going to make sense. So I start there.
Mm-hmm.
The way Jaden is built, he seems so, I don't know if fungible is the correct word. Like, he seems so loose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's lanky, kind of. You know what I mean? And his arms and his joints all seem so,
like the thing at the car, the car dealership.
Yeah, the inflatable wacky arm man.
Yeah.
Like the way, and I think that's why some of the collisions look so bad is because like his body just flies around.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that helps him in these situations. You know what I'm saying?
It may, because it doesn't. It's not crazy, because think about this. You ever notice the people that get in a car accidents that are sober always get more injured than the guy that's drunk? Because the guy that's drunk probably just think, like he's in the bumper car, like on a damn roller coaster.
Right.
But the other people see it come and they tense up. And when you tense up, what happens? You think you're fighting against stuff. Now, that's the same thing I say about the tackling, just like a punch. You know, when you're just free with it, you don't have problems like that. But when you're not, you have problems.
So the good news there is Jaden doesn't need surgery. It's just – now, listen, that doesn't mean he's not going through some pain. I imagine this is painful.
It's going to be pain. Like Shep told you, this occasion, that's going to be some pain.
Right.
But but the thing of it is those that can deal with that pain, they can get through that rehab better than the guys that can't deal with that pain.
Right.
You know? I think when you look at it all comes down to that. And every time we discuss an injury, what I always say, pain threshold. If you can deal with it, you can deal with it. Like, I said I didn't miss games. Never said I wasn't hurting, you know, but I was able to deal with it. And the great thing about it is I didn't like taking medicine. So not liking medicine and God giving me the ability to deal with pain was a hell of a plus. Cause if I wasn't able to take the pain, I would have missed a lot of games. Believe me.
Right. Bickle just texted me, and I think this is true. Like, remember Gumby?
Yeah.
Like the old school movie.
Yeah.
Like just long and bendy, and like, I mean, he kind of has some similarities there, and maybe it helped him in this one.
Well, when I watch him to go through his routine, and you'll see that coach, and they put that ball in his hand. And they stand there and they bend his arm back, like that rotator cuff and all that stuff, to areas I'm not accustomed to seeing arms go that far back. So he does a lot of stretching. And the one thing I would say to anybody, I don't care, parents, the athletes, make sure you're stretching. Okay, Jeff talks about it, and, you know, Jeff do some weird stuff, so we laugh at him. But Jeff's right. You know, if you stretch, if you could find a way to do any type of like yoga, Pilates, implement that into your gameplay. I don't care if you're a football player, hockey player, whatever, because there are so many people that lift weights, but not many people stretch the muscles and everything around it. So if you can stretch more often, you'll take care of yourself better. And I watched Jaden doing all the different stretches, so that may help him out even better.
How about that wild arm exercise he does in pregame?
Yeah.
Where he gets his arm going, like, it's like a cartoon. You know what I mean?
Yes. When he's doing it real fast, but like, you ever watch when they put his arm up here?
Yeah.
And then they come back with it? Man, look, I used to be able to do all that. Right now, I was just doing that. That hurt, man.
We've heard from a judge on this, Brian.
Uh-huh.
And a very respected member of the community says, we look cool on TV. How about that?
All right.
And he says, the word we're looking for is malleable. Jaden's malleability might be...
Hey, that's a good word, Judge. I don't know if I was even thinking about that word.
That's why he's a judge. We talk about football. shout out to malleability. I don't even know. I'm going to be honest here. I don't know if malleability is a word or if you just say someone is malleable. But either way, Jaden's got it, and it's good news.
Hey, if it's not a word, you may lend to one.
The question here becomes, one is pain threshold, but the kid's proven he'll play through pain. Uh-huh. He played through broken ribs. Like, you know how much that S hurts?
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Because you're still getting hit on him. Like, he played through broken ribs. There's zero discussion about his pain tolerance. Right, can we land there?
Yeah. The man's tough. He's tough.
Tough as nails. Two, if they're going to reevaluate after the bye, obviously you got this Madrid game to deal with. You got Miami. You got Waddle and Tua and whatever they've got. Achan. But to me, a lot of this hinges on
what happens in this weekend. Games.
I think specifically this weekend.
I think this weekend, yes. And rightfully so. You know, if it's a chance you can come back and you have opportunity to move on, you want to be able to do that. And I understand people's mindset and thought process, but the world of football is different than the regular world.
Sure.
Point blank. And if it's not a chance, you don't want to put that risk. You know? If doctors come out and say, you know what, this was a clean dislocation, can't be injured much more, we'll wear like a little brace, or I just saw this, I'm going to say this real quick. You saw that punter kick the ball off his ankle twice last night?
Yeah.
That was awful. But if a doctor said we're putting on a brace or some type of, you know, something to help support it or whatever, you know, and he could deal with the pain, I can see it happening again, seeing him going out on the football field, I'm saying. Not saying an injury, but they will do something to help support it. You know, because when they said it wasn't a throwing arm and things of that nature, if you heard everybody talking about it, everyone, they specified that, because the throwing arm, different ball game.
Totally.
Non-throwing arm, you can get through it.
Yeah, man, it's really good news that it's not a significant problem for Jaden. The discussion on will he come back, I think, is very different. And I can hear the argument.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yo, he's a football player. Mm-hmm. He should come back. It's a similar argument for those that were like, of course he should have finished out that game against Seattle. Yeah. He's the starting quarterback. What do you think he should be doing?
Yeah.
At the same time, though, he's a young quarterback and the future of the organization. And if they lose, let's say they split the next two. You split the next two, you're 4-7 going into the bye week with Denver coming to town, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're three games back in the division, and we'll know a lot more. I'm sorry, you're three games under 500. We don't know what they'll be in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have time to assess this, but I think I am going to approach it. Jaden's going to want to play, period.
Yeah, that's the fact. And I think, but that is when the powers that be have to be able to step in depending on the information they get from the doctors to say yay or nay. And I think, I believe we have the proper people in place that will make that decision based off of that, not letting the player make the decision. You know, I think when people begin to compare the other situation with this one, that is the difference right there. He's not making the decision. He doesn't have a direct line to the owner and say, oh, I'm going to be out there.
Right.
You know, that is the complete difference right there, where I think they believe in the people they've hired to make the proper decision.
I agree with that. Well, and not that I'm defending Robert, because we all know what really happened in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But by Shanahan drafting Kirk Cousins in that same draft, it also created this subtext of, like, paranoia in a lot of ways. Jaden doesn't have to deal with that. Marcus is a good player. That's a veteran backup. Like,
Jaden doesn't have to deal with it, but I don't have a problem with Robert. I have a problem with everybody thinking that because a guy is a starting quarterback, he shouldn't have to have a ability to be in competition.
Right.
You know,
I hear
because
you.
Every other
I'm just
player.
Saying, the RG3 Kirk thing was so unique.
It was unique, but every player in the NFL had to deal with competition. And if the like we always say, the quarterback is the best and supposed to be the best athlete, the toughest athlete, the more mentally tough athlete. But we don't want him to be in competition. If he can't compete, then I don't want him to be my quarterback. You know? But it's like every time there's a person behind a quarterback, I had this same thing happen to me in college. They brought guys in. I never cared one bit. When they brought guys into the NFL, I never cared one bit. Because if you're handling your business, you have nothing to worry about. And if they want to just replace you with somebody younger, no matter what the hell you do, they're going to do it no matter what.
Good news is Jaden has avoided any sort of major issue.
Yeah.
Going to miss at least the next two games. I imagine he's still in incredible pain. That got to hurt. But when you saw it and you saw the replays of what happened, it looked god-awful and seems like...
The pain subsides quicker than you think in certain injuries. It's just that...
But remember Shep telling us
when you move,
right,
it's a different thing. You know, and then again, they got some miracle medicine in certain levels of the atmosphere.
But I think at the same time, like, people won't do this, right? But let's all try to just allow ourselves to wait and see. Because people are going to, like, maybe we open the phones at 11. Jeff's got us opening the phones at some point. We're going to open the phones at some point.
And you say wait and see, and then you open up the phone line.
I think there's
directly wait and see.
I think a ton of people are going to be like, shut them down, period.
Yeah, but that's the mindset of most people, because you know what you're doing? You are sitting there looking at what you would do, and look how it is in your life.
I think there will be other people that say, play him.
Yeah.
He's paid to play football.
See, that's why you have you as a reporter and me as a former player. You bring that mindset of the fan and the person. I try to bring the mindset of the inner workings of the sport. It's barbaric as hell. The way guys think, it is not what the regular person thinks. That's why if I see an injury, I'm like, oh, okay, he'll be back from it. Most people see everything about, oh, hell, he'll never play again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just different mindsets. And just try to give you both views of it to see what kind of decision you make. And then once you see something happen, you'll understand why.
I think a lot of things will probably hinge on what happens Sunday afternoon in Landover.
Yeah, yeah.
You lose that one, it's going to look a lot more difficult, right? And, hell, if you lose the next two, if you lose to Miami, and that at that point you'd be 3-8.
you won't see him.
And they're gonna let AP and DQ make this decision, right? Because Jaden inevitably will want to play. But keep in mind the way this ownership group operates, the way Josh Harris has built his other teams in Philly with the Sixers and the Devils, it's a long term view. They're not day traders. They're going for the long haul. My man Jeff is giving me a thumbs up that I'm not really sure what it's about. Thumbs up to you too, Jeffrey. Landfill's sick. He's not here. Is Jeff running the show? It's going to be exciting. It's going to keep us on our toes.
Yeah, we're going to be all right today, though.
Remember how good we were feeling after Ovi got 900 the other night?
Yeah.
They got worked last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
They got beat by the Pens last night.
But you know what, though, Jay? The mindset we have to get is not to be such emotional creatures. You know, hockey is, what, 80-something games?
Yes, like 82.
And you're going to – they're going to have the great games and the bad games, but you cannot just let your feelings go all the way with it, because you understand sometimes you play some games, you put a lot in, you're tired the next week, next game. You may lose one.
Speaking of bad games, did you watch any of Denver Vegas?
I saw it. I had to
that was a boring ass football game.
I had to step in and go against what I was saying, because when I see a professional punter kick the ball two times off the inside of his ankle, something's wrong. Because I saw that last night. I could kick in the NFL then. I could punt.
I don't believe Denver had a first down in the first until like the 2-minute warning
in
the first half.
Awful.
It was terrible.
That was an awful game, man.
It was terrible.
But
sitting Raiders +9.5 wasn't
too bad. The Raiders should have been up by 20 points quickly.
Totally. And that's why they're a bad team, because they didn't capitalize. Peter Rosenberg going to join us next. Chris Wright will join us at 11:45 for a Hoyas Terps preview. Maryland Governor Wes Moore at 12:30. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, at 1:00. Going to be a fun day. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, but we don't start celebrating until 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time special to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.